Viola Davis, My Family's Fight with Diabetes. The Oscar winner opens up about being diagnosed with prediabetes and how she's raising awareness about the disease in the new documentary, A Touch of Sugar. One morning on August 2016, Viola Davis was driving to the set of her hit TV series, How to Get Away with Murder, when her doctor called with news she'd hoped she'd never have to hear. A routine blood test taken days earlier had revealed that Davis's blood sugar level was high and that she had prediabetes, a condition that puts her at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. "It was my wake-up call," says the Academy Award-winning actress, whose family has a long history with diabetes. "I consider myself a healthy eater. I exercise, I do it all. But that news just hit home." Now, Davis is sounding the alarm for the estimated 84 million other Americans who have prediabetes and may not even know it by lending her narrative to the new documentary called A Touch of Sugar. The film, which premiered on April 25th at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York City, explores the escalating public health crisis surrounding type 2 diabetes, a disease affecting some 30 million people in the U.S. "It's easy to feel alone when you're diagnosed with it," says Davis, 53, whose two older sisters, Dolores Grant, 55, and Diane Davis Wright, 59, have both been living with type 2 diabetes for the past 25 years. "Narrating this film was a great opportunity for me to help people understand how to manage and live with diabetes. Diabetes has been a part of Davis's extended family for as long as she can remember. By the time her sisters were diagnosed in 1994, her paternal grandmother had died of complications from type 2 diabetes, while her great-aunt Bessie Elliott lost both legs to the disease. Since her own diagnosis, Davis says she's continuing her commitment to eat a healthy diet and regular exercise, as well as frequent monitoring of her glucose levels. And she and her sisters have become even closer, united in their determination to meet the challenges of the disease head-on. I talk to my sisters now more than I've ever talked to them before," says Davis, who also has three other siblings, Danielle, 42, Anita, 56, and John Henry, 60. "We've really become an even closer tribe because of this." Experts say that kind of family support is critical to maintaining the long-term health style required to manage the disease. "The best way to get someone with the disease to actually make a change," says Manhattan-based endocrinologist Dr. Rekha Kumar, "is to have their environment be supportive of that change." For Davis, who lives in L.A. with her husband Julian Tenen, who's 65, and their daughter Genesis, who's 8, family is both her prime motivation for staying healthy as well as for doing the film. "A huge part of why I did this is because of my love for my sisters," says Davis. "I did it as a support for them,"